What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck. Jillian is with me, as she always is.
Mostly always. I've missed a few here and there.
Yeah, but you joined at episode 17, and you've gotten well over 50, maybe 70 episodes in. You've been here most of the time.
Yeah, I would say I missed less than 20, but probably over 10, so somewhere in there.
You know what? I probably should have counted that at some point. Oh, well.
Listeners are going to be like, okay, how many did that bitch miss? Like, how much has she been slacking off?
Well, let's just get right into the show. Let's get into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, so I don't think there is any doubt that this is the dumbest thing that we have ever heard. I don't think there's any doubt that this takes the top spot of dumbest thing ever. This is the 100th episode of What the Fuck. That there's no doubt that that's the dumbest thing ever, isn't it?
I know, right? And it's just even more crazy that you're still on the show.
I started the show with Ed Glaser. Hey, like I said earlier, you didn't show up till episode 17, Missy. So you weren't on the first 16.
And that's when it got really good, right? Is around the 17th episode, I think. I don't remember.
So are you disparaging Ed Glaser then?
No, I'm so playing. No, I'm just saying that the awesome of Ed couldn't even make up for the not awesome of you.
Wow.
I love you, Josh.
So yes, this is our 100th episode. That is a, let's put it this way, Jillian, a lot of shows, a lot of radio shows, a lot of podcasts, and we do need to make the distinction that we are not a podcast. Legally, we need to make that distinction. I really do not like when people call us a podcast, because a podcast does not have the music rights. On an internet radio station, we have the music rights, so we are legally internet radio show, not a podcast. So those of you out there, quit calling us a podcast. Damn it.
Everyone and their brother can have a podcast, honestly. Just be like, we're going to talk about stuff on the internet. Yeah.
100 episodes is a great milestone. Most shows, they don't make 50. We've made 100. That is something really good. And Jillian, all joking aside, you are part of the reason this show made it to 100 episodes.
Oh, no, dude, I was just kidding. I'm not that conceited.
No, I'm being serious. You are part of the reason this made it to 100 episodes.
I don't think so. I think you guys have been going strong whether I joined or not. There's too much stupid out in the world to not make it a topical show.
But Jillian, you helped guide the show to where it is. Some people might say that's a good thing. Some people might say it's a bad thing. If you go and look at Ed Glaser episodes, the first 10, and then compare them to where we are now, the show has shifted greatly. And I think...
My bad.
And I'm not saying that I'm very proud. Hell, two of the episodes that I send out to advertisers that I'm most proud of are Ed Glaser episodes. They're two of our early ones. Although I'm not so proud
awesome.
Of myself in those, but because I'm kind of a babbling idiot and I hadn't quite gotten the editing rhythm down yet, but it's still.
So you're saying you're not a babbling idiot now? Is that what you're trying to say?
I was trying to.
I
brought
love
attention
you.
To it. So thank you for drawing attention to it.
I'm an ornery little fucker today. I'm super excited. This is such a nice break versus all of the stuff that makes us mad that we have to talk about each week. And it's,
we'll get back to that next week. This being the 100th episode, let's go into a little bit of what Scott Murray likes to call inside baseball. Let you guys behind the curtain. We got some bloopers to play for you later, but this show is very much a spinoff of Lost in the Static. Because Lost in the Static, the way Scott and I would record those is we would record 2 to 3 at a time because our work schedules wouldn't always sync up. There was a time when we had a backlog of a good 7 episodes that hadn't aired yet. We wanted to talk about some topical things. And you can't really do that when by the time we record it, it's going to be massively out of date by the time it airs, right?
This horrible thing just happened, you guys. Be like, God, that was like a month ago. Why are they talking about that now?
Exactly. I wanted to create a spinoff show. It was not called What the Fuck at that point. Just some kind of a spinoff show where I could talk about these topical things every week. And initially, I went to Scott Murray about it and asked him. And he's like, dude, there's no way I can do that topical thing every week and guarantee I'm going to be there. I just can't. Now, I didn't know Ed Glaser at this point. I'd never met him. I'd never spoken to him in real life outside of a couple of Facebook chats. I'd always wanted to work with him. And I thought, you know, Ed's a smart guy. He's very knowledgeable. I'll approach him on this. And he came to the show.
He has a presence, too. He's got a good
He does, and he's very smart. And I think, in all honesty, the reason those first 10 episodes feel so different, Ed has this calm, even demeanor, which really offsets my, frankly, batshit insanity. Whereas you feed into it. You don't offset it. You feed into my batshit insanity.
I put you in your place sometimes. I'm like, no, no, bad Josh. And then I hit you with the paper on your head.
That's true. You do. I think Ed and I had a very, he was the calmer, more rational side. And I was the just say whatever the hell comes to your mind side.
I don't know how he dealt with you, man.
Honestly, neither do I. We did those first 10 episodes and he did tell me right up front that breaking news and social issues and things like that are not really his thing. So he wasn't sure how long he'd stick around. So while I was very disappointed when he told me he was leaving the show, I can't say I was surprised. I would have liked
it. It wasn't a personal thing. It was more so I'll do it, but I can't do it forever.
Well, that and he said he just, and I disagree with him on this. He said he felt that he was out of place on the show. And I disagree with that. I say, guys, go back and listen to those Ed episodes. I don't think he was out of place.
I think it's a more personal comfort thing because there are certain things that we do on the site where I'm like, oh, man, I felt retarded doing that. And people tell me, well, no, you didn't come off that way. I was like, I sure as hell felt that way.
Oh, and I do that all the time. I mean, God, you guys wouldn't believe how much I want to edit my stupidity out of some of these episodes. And I don't. Then after Ed left, my initial idea, which I can see now how implausible it was, and I don't know what I was thinking, was to have a rotating group of co-hosts where it would be like Dane Forgione, Jared Foyle, Scott Murray, and a couple other people that I was considering who never actually appeared on the show. And
just
that,
kind of the Josh show with a guest every week.
Yeah. And it would be a guest host. And then I quickly found out, because we tried that for about 3 or 4 episodes, and we quickly found out that scheduling was a nightmare. Because not only having to sync my schedule up with this rotating group of co-hosts, and this didn't actually come up, but what if there was a topic Jared and I were going to be talking about that Dane really wanted to do? So then do I have to table that topic and save it for Dane, or do Jared and I do it, and so forth? So I just dumped that idea, and I said, I need a permanent co-host. And then I decided, Radiodrome's a sausage fest, Lost in Static is a sausage fest, I want a female voice. And now I had had Jillian on the rotating group of co-hosts, and I thought, Jillian was perfect.
I was so nervous.
Jillian's early episodes, she's not the same Jillian, because her and I didn't really know each other on a personal level yet. So she was nervous. She was nervous about interjecting. She was, and I don't know if this term's ever been used for you, Jillian, a little mousy. And then so after a couple of the rotating ones, because you'll notice Jillian didn't stick around right away. It would be like a Jillian episode, then there'd be a Jared, then there'd be a Dane, then there'd be another Jillian one. And eventually, once I decided that this rotating thing was just not working, that I asked Jillian to be my permanent co-host. And gracefully, she accepted.
You got down on one knee and, you know, you handed me a headset and was like, will you be my co-host? And I was like, oh my God, yeah.
And then all of a sudden she was like, let's call my parents together.
This is the happiest day of my life. No, but seriously, it's been a blasty, even though the last year has just been constant political and
we had an election. There was no way we were going to avoid.
No, not even with the but even after the election, you got the war on women and then just all it seems like the stupid in the media is just rising. I feel like Ghostbusters where it's like maybe we have been so busy because the dead have been rising from the grave. I'm just like, this is the end of times. It just gets more ridiculous. Like, I mean, we had butt AIDS and that was just out there. And so I'm like, how can people be like this? What is this the sign of the times that it's going this way?
And see, I don't actually think it's gotten worse because
I joined the show. It has gotten worse.
No. See, Jillian, I think the show has affected the way you think because it's always been out there. You're just noticing it more.
I became a mini Josh, me jaded. I'm all like,
yeah, you're noticing it more. That's the problem. So I don't think it's gotten worse. I think you're just noticing bad it's gotten. That's the issue.
You changed, man. You changed. You turned me into a jaded little mini Josh.
Let's get your thoughts. What did you think when I first approached you? Keep in mind, you know, you were still in the rotating, so it wasn't a permanent thing. But what was in your mindset when I first approached you, since we did not know each other outside of the show at this point, other than I'm sure Brad had bitched about me at some point?
You had gone to Brad, and then Brad talked to me about it, and that's when I got in contact with you. But I was really nervous. I kept going back and forth because I was one of those people where I didn't follow the media and things going on a whole lot, just because I would drive myself crazy. It's like, oh, Korea's building nuclear bombs. I'm like, nope, turning the TV off. Not going to do that. And so I don't know. It was just, I think I had only done one podcast before I guested on What the Fuck. And so I didn't feel it went well. I was extremely nervous. And when I came on, I remember because of the delay in Skype, I was super nervous and I felt like I kept cutting you off. And I don't know. It was kind of like, well, who the fuck am I to be commenting on this stuff? Like, why does anybody want to listen to me and my views on this? And then I don't know, as we went along and just we got to pick certain subject matter and we kind of did a rotating, like, what do you want to do this week? Okay, well, this week I want to talk about this. And I think I really came into my zone when we started doing the like the fat phobia and body image stuff, because that was really
pretty early on
topic.
Too.
Yeah, that was really on. And I think that's when I really got into my groove, because it was really the first topic that I was really passionate about. I had a lot of opinions. It was something that was around for a while. And, you know, so that kind of popped me into being a little more open and comfortable with things that we would talk about.
Well, and then you also invented, for lack of a better term, the dumbest thing. Which first debuted in episode 37. That was the first appearance of Dumbest Thing.
Yeah, I came up with that because we came across so many topics that, you know, essentially did actually make you go, what the fuck? Like, they weren't substantial enough to actually make a full segment. So I was kind of like, well, how about we just do something that's just, you know, a touch on something that is fun to comment on, where people do stupid things or something that's just flat out outrageous that you can't really make into a full segment. And I was watching Futurama, and it was the episode where, you know, Bender actually says, you know, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
The actual, like, sound clip that we use.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, I didn't think you were going to go for it. So I was really just, well, what the hell, I'll run it by you. And I think, you know, since we started that, I'm really glad that we do that, because there are so many things that wouldn't make it into the show otherwise. And I think one of the most memorable ones for Dumbest Thing was the sun nutrient lady, where she died of starvation because she thought that the sun gave her rays and she could get all of her sustenance through the sun. And that was just one of, I mean, that's something that really fits a Dumbest Thing. It's like, really? Like,
well, we've gotten a little bit of criticism over the Dumbest Thing that sometimes people are like, that's not really so much dumb as it is irritating. And I'm like, but you guys got to realize Dumbest Thing, you can't take that literally. It's really
loose term.
Yeah. Well, and what I use that segment for when I'm sending you ideas for it is something that, like you pointed out earlier, it's not something we can get a full, or usually every now and then we make the dumbest thing the whole segment, but that's unintentional. It's not something that we think we can get a full 20 minutes out of. It's just we mean to make this a little 3 or 4 minute thing, and then we go on to the real subject. It doesn't
and
always happen like that, but we try.
And as of, I don't know how many months we've been doing it, we will purposefully try and find dumbest thing segments that go along with one of the other segments. So that does help. And I don't know, if you're taking it literally, yeah, a lot of stuff isn't necessarily dumbest thing, but it's more so small segments that you would see going around the news or Facebook where you're just like, really? And it is, it's so dumb, but yet it's getting newsworthy. So, you know, it still applies.
And then as the show started to progress, we added Hart Fisher with episode 25 with the heart attack segment, which Jillian's got no problem with Hart, but you've brought it up to me numerous times that you wish we had that time back sometimes. There are certain weeks where you're like, God, I wish we still had three segments.
That's only for the reason several times, like so many topics, the ones that Josh and I are really passionate about, we have to cut close. It's one of the situations. Oh, time's up. We got to wrap it up. And it's like, no, no, there's so much that we didn't cover yet. But then, you know, the way the world works, it comes back around. So you get to dip back into it.
I mean, who would have thought when the war on women started that we could have gotten a good half a year out of that shit, you know, without repeating any specific story, too?
Near the end there, when I remember coming to you and I was just like, dude, this is turning into, you know, the same main course with different gravy, to where we kind of had to stop when it would just come into the news because it was so stagnant and just so steadily, you know, here's another thing, that we kind of agreed to kind of wait and save them so that the little stories could fit into one large segment.
So we could bundle them together.
Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, it is. Like, if we did everything separately and didn't wait, like with the NRA stuff and things that come to light, it would be a situation where we cover the story, we say what we have to say about the subject and elaborate how we feel about it. And then the next week, when pretty much the same thing along the lines, but it's a slightly different subject, we wouldn't have really anything to say. We would be rehashing how we feel about the subject, and it's just a different term of what somebody has said and brought up. So I think we've gotten better at that, because several times I had a problem with that. I was just like, look, we're talking about the same thing here, to where it's, you know, this happened, and then you have to elaborate on why it's so wrong. And essentially it was wrong for the same reasons that we discussed the week before.
Jillian, after you came on board, what did you think about the grind? Did it bother you that, oh God, I got to find some shit to talk about, or I really don't feel like talking about this crap this week? Or were you always kind of, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, I can't wait to record.
I mean, honestly, unless there were life things going on or I was sick, there were a few episodes that I really wanted to tackle the subject matter, but I was just so sick and it was topical, so we couldn't put it off. So, you know, Charlie or somebody would fill in. It became a matter, once the war on women stuff and all of the political things came about, that was really the only time period where it was kind of like where you hate going, not hate, but kind of like where you're just, I have to go to work, because it was all the same stuff. Don't really have problems finding subject because of things going around Facebook, or you go to Huffington Post and it's just, there's so much. We've gotten to where we have this entire backlog.
You guys would not believe the list of stories that we have sent each other, like, that's a good one, I don't know where we're going to fit it. And then by the time we actually find time for it, it's not relevant, so we just kind of drop it.
Well, there's some that are social issues. So when another like issue comes along that's more recent, we've had this before where we spend maybe 5 or 10 minutes looking through our backlog. And we're like, wait, there's a story that went with this. We can do this. And I mean, we still, to this day, we have this huge list going to where, you know, it's kind of, what do you feel like doing today? And we try and mix it up. So we usually meet up about, I don't know, 10 minutes before we start recording and try and piece it together of, we'll do this segment, and this goes along. So I think the hardest part is deciding when to fill both segments with the same subject matter but different stories, or having to split them up into the same segment, finding things that aren't too much of a contrast of light and dark. Because there are some things that are very comical, but then if you get into a very dark subject matter, it doesn't offset so well. So we try and find lighter weeks, or just, you know, darker weeks, and it just depends what's going on in the news.
So, Jillian, there were obviously the times where you started to get sick, or there was the nonsense with your schedule. I mean, people might not realize this, you're a busy lady. And then so when your schedule wouldn't permit, I'd be like, Jillian, can we record? Because normally, guys, we record on a Sunday evening.
It wasn't always like that. Switched around a lot. It was Tuesdays, and then it was kind of wherever we could both fit it in, because you have a lot going on as well. But especially through filming for the independent films, other things going on, yeah, there were just weeks where I was like, I can't do it.
Were doing the Snob movie, which took a lot of time out of your schedule.
Before that, we had Paranoia. I mean, we've done a lot of things for the site. So there were times where, and I mean, we were pretty good about trying to, you know, like, Josh, I can't do this on Sunday. Can we do it on a Monday or Tuesday? But with everything you have going on, there wasn't always times to where we could meet up. So But I do remember several times where if I was gone, I was like, well, no, you can't do this story. I want this story. Pick something else.
Yeah, I'd have to go to Charlie like, well, I was going to talk about this, but Jillian says I got to hold that for her. So she and I will talk about that next week. So Charlie and I would find something. Then there were some episodes where, say, Charlie would just be insistent that he would want to do a specific story. And I'd be like, you know what? All right, fine. Because Charlie was originally brought on. And this is an oxymoron, and I specifically use this term because it's an oxymoron, the permanent guest host.
Maybe like substitute co-host, like you have a substitute teacher for every class.
Yeah, so Charlie...
Ms. Jillian could not be in today, so your substitute host here.
So when Charlie was brought in for one of the episodes that Jillian just cannot make, but I will tell you guys this, total full disclosure... Jillian really tries her ass off get here every week and to do every episode that she can. Just sometimes the schedule.
I feel so bad when I can't.
Sometimes the schedule. And no, that's life. Sometimes the schedule just will not sync up. That's going to happen. And you shouldn't feel bad about that.
We've had technical difficulties too.
Yes, there's that too.
Skype would be cutting out and we would have to reschedule. And God, there were times where we waited an hour or two when we were trying to record just because there were so many people on Skype. We just couldn't, like, the connection would keep cutting out. We couldn't get, you know, a clear connection, or we would keep getting disconnected. And so we would wait to the point where it was, okay, we can't do this tonight. But then it would be a situation where I couldn't do it the next day and then you couldn't do it. And so it was like, all right, just get somebody for this week.
Now, before we end this first segment, I need to ask you this question, and I want an honest answer. Now that you've been doing this for as long as you have, Jillian, do you now see why you are right to be somebody to comment on all this? Why people on Facebook and on Twitter come to you and ask your opinion, that people are constantly tagging us and stuff on Facebook like, Josh, Jillian, what do you think of this? And it's something that we'll end up using on the show. Do you see why you're right for this now?
Honestly, I don't, but I'm happy people enjoy. So it's just kind of, I talk big, but I really don't have a boisterous attitude of I'm hot shit. I'm the authority on this, unless it comes to like certain video games and things. No, I don't. I don't know. I'm glad everybody listens. You listen to enjoy the show and you're not listening ironically to, you know, get mad at us and whatever we're saying.
Hipster douches.
Do you know what I mean? I don't like I.
Yes, I do know what you mean. But...
I am perceiving that people actually enjoy listening because that was something that I was concerned with for quite a while. It's like I didn't feel I came off well. And there's still episodes where after we record, I'm thinking, and I have to ask Josh, I'm like, was I all right in that episode? Because I just feel off my game. And so everybody's their own worst critic. So if you enjoy listening to my thoughts and rants on things, I'm very happy you do so.
Well, because like even earlier in this episode, you brought up that why would anyone want to listen to me? And it's like, well, now do you see why people do? Because you have an insight that they care about. They care about it. They might not be sure where you're going to fall. So it's more, Jillian, what do you think of this?
See, now I'm self-conscious that I planted the seed. So listeners at home are going to be like, yeah, why the hell do I care what she says? Who the fuck is she?
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back after Heart, we're going to let you guys totally behind the curtain. And we're going to be playing some things that I edited out of the episodes,
Blooper.
But I decided to save them to use as ammunition against Jillian later.
Well, some of them I didn't even know you were recording when we were saying it.
Hi, this is Ed Glazer. I was Josh's original co-host on the show, and I want to say congratulations on 100 episodes. You know, there's a lot of truly appalling and inexcusable crap that happens in our world, and it's vital that we not stay silent about it. For change to happen, you have to throw open the windows and shout, to steal a quote, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm glad that Josh and the rest of the team are continuing to do just that. But this is a particular thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in for 100 episodes and keeping an open mind, even when you've disagreed with Josh, myself, or any of the other co-hosts. Skepticism is a wonderful tool. It keeps you honest and allows you to discover for yourself where you stand. So remember, whenever you hear about governments abusing their power, gross and dangerous incompetence, or the infringement of basic human rights, demand an explanation and fight for what's right. Because seriously, what the fuck?
Hart Fisher, you've been with the show for almost 75 episodes now, with this being our 100th episode. Are you happy to be on What the Fuck?
Fuck yeah, man. I'm so happy that, in fact, I would have to say that, you know what, man? The radio show has actually changed my life.
How the hell did it do that? And Hart, I gotta say, you're sounding a tad more clear than you usually do.
A tad more clear, dude? Come on, tell me. It's a way more clear, isn't it?
Honestly, it's like night and day.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. Okay, so to the folks at home, Time Warner could not fix our problems with our landline. We've been bitching about the six strike stuff that Time Warner's part of, and they can't explain why I'm having bad audio on my landline. So tonight's broadcast of Heart Attack is brought to you by Skype. Thank you, Skype. Fuck those corporate bastards at Time Warner. Suck my cock, Time Warner. Seriously, man, look at all the cool people I've gotten to know from doing your show. I mean, at one point I was just some jackass who comes on, and I was a guest like I normally am, but something connected there. There was something there. I felt something there. And when you asked me to come on and do this, you weren't the first one, dude. I've been asked by a lot of people, a lot of different radio stations, and a lot of online stations to do a show. And it never felt right. And then when you asked me, it just felt right. So I jumped into it. I had already known about Todd. I already knew what Night Watch was. And the fact that Jackalope is an actual radio station, that was really important to me. And then, you know, we kind of had a chemistry. So I jumped on it. And it really has made a big difference. I've met so many people, and I've been able to help a lot of people because I'm doing this show. Dude, we helped a woman in Chicago save her fucking house, man. That's real.
And you also got to expose that blind fuck thievery of you?
Yeah, it turns out I just recently found out that douchebag who had infringed on the Flowers and the Razor Wire copyright, he's very upset with my radio show. Well, too fucking bad, you douchebag.
I saw that post. That was hilarious.
Oh my God, I was laughing. Hart D. Fisher shows his true character. Yeah, I did. You're a douchebag.
He also called us low rent.
Yeah, we're low rent, and obviously this is a hack radio station, but that's what losers do, man. They complain and they bitch and they whine. In the meantime, this show has enabled me to raise money to help a computer program be made to teach Indians on reservations math. That's a real thing we got to do. We got to help a friend of mine from high school save her house. We helped raise money for that. Through American Horrors, I have helped raise money for the Special Olympics. So yeah, fuck you, you blind piece of shit, you fucking self-entitled asshole. This dude made a deal. So now the Flowers and the Razor Wire feature film with my trademark characters is being sold on Blu-ray in Germany. Well, guess what? They've been beefing up copyright and trademark law. You just broke the law. This isn't like a lawsuit thing anymore. This is a trademark and copyright infringement issue. This is a call up the FBI issue. So, dude, you're such a dumb fuck. Jesus Christ. And in the meantime, I don't even want to talk about that guy anymore, Josh. I'm just so...
No. I just wanted to bring that up because when you showed me his little bitch fit, I found it hilarious.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking funny. It was like, thank you for telling me I scored. Thank you for telling me that I got a piece of you, because you ain't got a piece of me. My life is pretty fucking good, guys. My horror channel is getting bigger all the time. We're in the top 48 out of 500 channels at Filmon, and Filmon is bigger than Hulu, guys. That's an amazing audience around the world. I'm working with fantastic people. Count Crazy Craig is going to be interviewing the Soska sisters at the premiere in LA of the American Mary. And I've been having so much fun working with Glenn Danzig and all the other rock and roll dudes I get to work with. We've got this great band called Children that makes really cool music videos and awesome music. And their stuff is premiering on American Horrors for this weekend for the big Memorial Day weekend, and I've got lots of cool stuff, like Tony Natoli, who's an amazing stop motion and puppetry guy. I call him the John Cassavetes of puppets, and his stuff is premiering this weekend on American Horrors. Cracker, junky, really cool short alternative horror that has been at Slam Dance. He's a winner of the Chicago Underground Film Festival. And the Annette Martinez has got new short horror on American Horrors this weekend. I mean, there's just so many cool people coming to the channel. And dude, Heart Attack. I mean, because I did this with you and had so much fun and Todd was so cool, now we're doing the Heart Attack 1 hour show. I don't know if the listeners or what the fuck knew that, but dude, there's a Heart Attack show now, my own show. And I'm working with you and I'm bringing Fred Wolf on. I'm going to be bringing Gene LaBelle on. I was talking to Gene about it Monday at class and organizing when we're going to bring him. I'm going to bring Gokor Chavichian on. I'm going to bring on local politicians from my neighborhood to explain to people how you can navigate the political process and make actual change. And fuck, dude, this radio show has helped me turn the tide in my own neighborhood and fucking beat back these assholes that were trying to remove the vehicle lanes on all our major streets. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? We won our last 3 votes on this shit, bitches. It's going great. And because of doing the show, man, I got to meet all my local politicians, councilmen, congressmen. I've been talking to all these people. When I show up at these events now, I went to the our local Highland Park Police Museum, and I go into the bookstore to like check out the new Joseph Wambaugh edition, the new Onion Field that's out with the new introduction by James Ellroy. Fuck, man, they recognize me. They knew me up there, the cops. It was all hilarious. And everybody's down for Heart Attack. They're totally down for the politics because they like the fact that I'm standing up for the little guy with no voice, the fact that I'm going after these corporate assholes, and I have a history of winning against these corporate assholes.
When you first joined around episode 27 or so, did you ever think we'd make it to episode 100 with you on board, with you still here, with me putting up with your ass till episode 100?
I really wasn't even thinking, man. I just had fun. I've just been having a really good time, like getting to go on Geek Juice. You've really hooked me up with a lot of cool radio people. It's been fucking awesome, man. I'm so happy I've been able to use the show to help people out and help turn the tide on things. That's been just the best, man. It really has been. The fact that we've been able to help people, that's really what it's all about.
And you know what? I'm about to embarrass you. I'm going to play a couple of bloopers of you when you Uh-oh. Can't seem to get your mouth to work at the beginning of, I don't remember exactly what episode it was, but guys, take a listen to this.
Well, wait, I am going to say in my defense, before you guys hear this, I'm going to admit it, Josh, I was really lit up in the early episodes. When we were doing the early episodes, when I first came on board, I was normally kind of trashed. As we got a bigger and bigger and bigger audience, I realized I had a responsibility to get my shit straight. So I'm not drinking like that anymore when I do these shows.
It's still a funny clip. Take a listen.
You guys at home don't normally hear some of the shit.
Don't!
You guys at home,
do it!
Take 3. You guys at home don't get the wonderful treat of me and Josh retaking some parts of this show. And at the end of most of these shows, Josh is the one reminding me to do a plug for my horror channel, American Horrors. We are free to watch now. It's my bread and butter. It's my life. It's what I work on every day. Fuck, I need to retake this. God damn it.
Don't! Woohoo!
So, Hart, I want to say thank you for being part of the show, and hopefully you're going to be around for the next 100.
Dudes, if you thought what we did before was just the beginning, you were right. It is just the beginning. Josh and I are just finding our rhythm. We're just finding trust in each other, and what we're doing here, it's pretty fucking important. It's really important. I mean, some of the stuff that we were talking about tonight between me and Josh is about like this kid who got arrested for his rap song. He's an 18-year-old kid. He got arrested for rapping because the police are watching Facebook. Somebody from Facebook saw his horrible rap about the Boston Marathon bombing, and he's charged with terrorism charges, and he's up with no bail. These are the kinds of things we get to talk about, and we get to talk about all kinds of issues like that, like corporate malfeasance, JP Morgan Chase admitting, yes, we did corporate fraud and stole people's houses. We committed mortgage fraud. But as long as we kick in our share of the $25 billion to the government, we're okay. There's a lot of people out there that are writing in. There's a lot of people that are inspired by what we're doing here. And I am proud of the work we do here. So I'm staying. I'm fucking staying with What the Fuck and the 1 hour heart attack. I plan on being here, Josh. Fuck yes.
Hey there, Josh. Hey there, Jillian. For those that don't know me, this is Scott. I co-host Lost in the Static with Josh, and we're kind of the show that launched all of this stuff. I just wanted to say congratulations to both of you for making it to 100 episodes. It's a heck of a time to put up with Josh, you know, even just a few times, let alone 100. And so, Jillian, I really have to hand it to you. You and I are in a very elite club of people that can actually deal with Josh as a human being. I didn't think that Lost in the Static would make it to 100 episodes, let alone spin off such great shows as What the Fuck. And you guys are doing a great job handling the political side of stuff. You're doing a wonderful job keeping Josh's rants under control. And Jillian, you really bring a wonderful feminine touch that is needed so badly at 1201 Beyond Productions. And I hope you guys go over 100 more. So congratulations and keep up the great work. We'll talk to you later.
Premiering this weekend on American Horrors, Tony Natoli's Junkie, Cracker, and Dyke Rat. All short, disturbed horror fiction by a leading filmmaker in the art of stop-motion animation. In the darkness beneath the new bell, the most cold-blooded of murders was being plotted. The Bell from Hell. If you're frightened by the unknown, wait until you face reality. Scared to Death. Directed by William Malone, starring Diana Davidson and John Stinson. Can it be too late for the first real miracle in 2,000 years? Dennis Hopper, Michael Moriarty, reborn. They like their meat rare. Blood rare. Vengeance of the Zombies, starring Paul Naschy, Marta Miller, and Crit Davis. A padlock shed, hooks of steel, a maniac on the loose. 3. On a Meat Hook, starring Charles Kissinger, Sherry Steiner, and John Shaw. All free to watch this month at American Horrors at www.filmon.com.
Josh and Jillian, congratulations on 100 episodes of What the Fuck. I would like it to be known that I was a peaceful and relatively centered man before I ever did an episode of this show. And now I filled in for Jillian on a number of occasions because she and I are close to the same cup size. And between carnivorous, testicle-eating fish and two CIA agents being raided for marijuana when they were growing tomatoes and cucumbers, between the 4chan game and between Steubenville, what's happened to me after doing so many of these episodes is my brain, I mean, you hear something that angers you from your brain, but it also makes you really sad. So to be on this show is to have your brain just hate-fucking your heart. You know they love each other deep down, but they're just not in a good place right now. And that's what it's been like for me. So congratulations on 100 episodes of this, my favorite of internet radio shows.
So Jillian, I promised we'd let people behind the curtain. I didn't, unfortunately, start saving the bloopers for a while, so there's a whole lot of stuff that got cut out of the Ed Glaser episodes, the Jared episodes, the Dane episodes, etc. I don't know why I decided at one point I'm going to start saving some of these funny bits, but I did.
Because of my crazy nonsensicals.
It's not all you. Some of these are me. Some of these are Charlie. I've even got a couple other ones.
I was joking. I told you I'm not that conceited. Good God.
Not the Jillian I know. Anyway.
Dude, don't do that. That's not fun.
What? You throw shots at me all the time.
I already hit the button.
I'm sorry. Sorry, doctor. Josh is being mean to me, everybody, but you'll never hear it because he'll cut it.
Exactly. Hurry up.
Okay.
Hurry up.
All right, go.
Are you done? That was sort of the goofing around because Jillian and I goof around constantly before
so
we actually start the show proper. That is the kind of stuff that I have to deal with her, like, go.
Well, no, we would have conversations and just nonsensicals where it was one of those, I was like, dude, we should just record as soon as we come on and start talking about what to do because it just goes off the wire. And I actually remember that day was just because I was making fun of you for something and you're like, I'm not keeping this, blah, blah, blah. And I just kept cracking up. And so it got to that point where you were like, come on, let's go. And then I was going into the Little Shop of Horrors. I'm sorry, doctor.
And then you started getting insistent. Go, go, go.
Well, yeah, because you were all like, oh, let's go, blah, 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 goofing around. So I was like, fine, fine, go, go, go.
All right. Now, the next one, and this kind of one happens to all of us. All of us have these. I've even got a couple that are coming up of me where you just kind of, I guess, brain fart is the only way to put it.
You can also find me on the Cinema Snob. You can also find me on, Jesus Christ, Dustin, you fucked me up.
That obviously, because you mentioned Dustin, that was the episode where Dustin Kidd was on where we were talking about Fox News being kicked out of Canada.
No, but I remember what that was in accordance to. I believe it was a situation where I had to say, you know, where I was, where you could find me. And I kept getting interrupted or just, you know, jokes were going around so that when I had to record it, I was just lost it. I was out of it.
All right. So here's the next one. A jillion less one. Let's hear Charlie brain fart.
Engineering is going to go to a completely unforetold level of intricacy. And B, I think that, I mean, I don't know. I think, well, I forget where I was going with that.
That's when we were talking about the whole Plan B initiative in California, where condoms would be required on all porn sets and things like that. Charlie just goldfished for a moment. I just thought that was really funny with him. Just kind of like, I have no idea what I was thinking. Now just go on.
That's happened to all of us where we'll be saying something and you just kind of trail off and you're like, I don't know. What was I saying? Dirt moment.
This one is a me.
It's Joshalicious.
Welcome to another episode of What the Fuck. I have. Let's try it for real this time. So yeah, I just off the top of the show, right off the top, just bleh, 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 bleh. And then of course you get your ha.
No, I remember that. It was because you were giving me some kind of shit before, and it was one of those, let's do this, and then, you know, you start going in because we were just goofing around, and then you went ahead and messed it up, so you were making fun of me, and that's why I was like, eh.
Yeah, it was just desserts, you know, there's no other way to put it. You know, I fucked it up. And in the next one, we...
get saucy.
You get very saucy, and I guess that has a double meaning after you guys hear this. Take a listen. Let me say it again when I'm not swallowing.
Ha, you swallow, you don't spit.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You. So many innuendos.
Ha, innuendo, that's how Italians say anal sex. Innuendo! But
I make sexual innuendos. All the time. If you ever listen to the Mental Cast, when I'm on there, like, probably 80% of the shit that we say just tangents into horrible and awesome sexual innuendos out of nowhere and double entendres.
My favorite part of that whole one was your you at the end. I guess we know you're a spitter, huh?
We turn into 8-year-olds with some of this stuff where we're just like, ha, you said it's really hard. I'm just like, stupid. We get so punchy.
Oh, just wait. There's one of those coming up.
Let's go to the next one, which is a Suede Alex blooper.
This is the first of three with him.
Oh, my fucking God.
And that's Suede Alex getting frustrated.
Because, see, when Charlie first joined the show, his laptop was not working, so he would record from Alex's house. And we were having, I mean, you and I talked earlier about the connectivity issues that we'd sometimes have over Skype. We were just having the worst night that night when Charlie and I were trying to record. There was one part where we had to redo it 5 times because they kept dropping out on his end. And we were talking about the story was some kind of domestic assault thing that turned into something funny. So that leads us into this. Are you guys there?
There's about to be some victims of aggravated assault upstairs. I'll tell you
that. Yep, Jowski's heading upstairs. He's going to go bust some ass.
So after Jowski went upstairs to go bust some ass, he went and yelled at the people upstairs, which was his ex-wife's brother and some of his friends. And he could not figure out why the connectivity was still bad after he told them to stop. Well,
I love you, Alex.
Then that leads into this one.
I went up to that fucking room there where they're all sitting around, the two guys, shirtless dudes in a room that smells like pot, watching anime.
That's a great combination. Shirtless dudes, smoking pot, watching anime.
Yeah, so what it turned out was his ex-brother-in-law was getting high, and they were sitting there streaming, I think it was Death Note, he said later.
Oh, Death Note's great, though.
That they were just streaming Death Note on Netflix, and no matter how many times he told them, get offline, we need the bandwidth, they would be just like, dude, just put like the show back on, man. So he eventually had to actually, he comes down after I stopped recording and goes, I took the fucking router right from him.
That's funny. I wouldn't think that Death Note would be something people would watch when they're high. Usually, I guess, I mean, I don't know. They watch the sparkly shit like Sailor Moon and things with a lot of colors versus something that's kind of more serious. I don't know.
I don't know, but I thought those were funny. So, and then the next one, Charlie was on his own. So this is a Charlie one where, and again, this has all happened where you're in your brain, it comes out as two words. Your mouth, unfortunately, combines the words into a new word.
Bombarded by Mitney? That goddamn Mitney with his cunning Mormon ways.
I like the end with the cunning Mormon ways.
And clearly that was during the election.
Jackass, like you've never done that. Mitney? I was so hoping that when you were just about to say election that you were going to mess up and say erection, and then that would have been just the cherry on top of the pie or cake, whatever's.
All right, now we go back to a Jillian one.
This next one is just proof how Josh verbally abuses me and threatens me, and you guys don't get to see it. And just,
oh, really? You're going to go there?
It's so hard. I mean, I come on here and try to do a good show, and then Josh just gets so mean if I don't do something right. All right, here's the next one.
Stop it. Stop it. Or I fire you. I believe the context of that one was you were just goofing around and I was trying to do the opening and you kept laughing every time I'd try it. And I was starting to, not irritated in a bad way, but irritated that like the third time I was trying the opening and you were still giggling in the background.
Because you kept fucking up. It was hilarious. And I
kept fucking up because you kept laughing.
Oh, it was the first few times, and so I had the giggles because it was just so funny how frustrated you were getting that I couldn't stop laughing, and you were trying to do it, and I lost my shit. It happens to the best of us.
Stop it. Stop it or I fire you.
All
right, now this next one is one that I'm not so sure you're proud of, Jillian, but I think it's funny regardless, okay?
It's not a matter of being proud or not being proud. I mean...
And here's what happens when your brain just will not let you say a word the way it's meant to be said.
I tried so hard. Sex. Did I say sex? Sect. Okay, I'll say
S-E-C-T-S.
Yes, but I'll say a word. There's so many different... I can't say it! It keeps coming out. Sex.
We know what you mean. We know you mean sex.
No, you are not putting this in the show.
People don't normally get to hear, I mean, obviously because we're trying to be, and I know this word is weird with me associated with it, professionals, yes, and we, you know, I try and do a good take of these, and you just could not get the word sects out properly that night.
Out sex, it kept sounding like sex, and I know the word, and I hate when that happens, because there's something where, you know, you just get tongue-tied on a word and you cannot pronounce it properly. And then when you qualified with that, they know what you're trying to say. I'm like, no, you're not putting this in the show. I'm trying to get this word right. And I was so disappointed with myself. And that happened recently too, see, now I'm afraid to say the word. Never mind. I was like, now that I'm going to try and say this other word, it's not going to come out right either. And then it's just going to be completely,
All right. Now this next one is another before the show. This is where Jillian just...
Oh, in the episodes, you guys probably don't get to hear as many of the innuendos and shenanigans that go on because it gets cut, but we tangent a lot. You know, something will pop up or something that is said in the story or one of us, you know, ends up saying. And so we just kind of tangent off for the fun of it with each other. And of course, it doesn't go in the show because it's not pertinent and we're just, you know, having shenanigans. All right, FJ. Do this. I'm still doing my cigarette. I don't know why you're recording all of a sudden.
Still doing your cigarette, huh?
Doing it so hard. It's so fulfilling and cylindrical.
You know I'm still recording, right?
It's been a long day. Shut up, Josh. See, this was the height of the faggot Josh period, where Josh was still kind of butthurt, but he was dealing with it a little better. So I was just kind of razzing him. And, you know, by this point, it had gotten shortened to FJ. So it was starting to cool down. And that's why you were like, ugh, when I say FJ. And it just kind of went on a sexual tangent since I said doing my cigarette. I like to place weird words together. I'll be like, they were doing sex.
Are you sure they weren't doing sexts?
No, this time I meant S-E-X. I will never try to say that word again. I don't know. It's just, my brain wouldn't let me say it, you guys.
All right, now the next one, Jillian went all governor of California on me. I think my dogs were dicking around or something. There was some reason that she wanted to just really get going on the show, and I was just dicking around, and, well, this is what happened.
Get to the computer. Do it. Do it now.
Do you people see what I have to deal with?
You people, that's racist. Don't call them that.
I'm not sure how you people is racist, but okay.
You know, that's like the term when they're like, you know, you people need to stop this. I don't know, like in the eras where there was racism. It was a joke. Chillax.
You guys.
No, that was just another example where we say nonsensicals in between and then actually get down to business.
And you guys can also tell from these bloopers, you can tell which ones where she's all hopped up on Red Bull and Mountain Dew, can't you?
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
All right, now this next one, I'm not even going to give you context till after. Just take a listen.
Put on a porn and go to town with the candles lit and whatnot. I just, yeah.
Lightweight.
Whatever. I have a vivid imagination. I don't need a system. Just an AC adapter. Batteries are expensive. I was so torn about you putting that in because you cut it right before I said I don't. And so it's I need to blah, blah, blah. And the beginning of it was I don't need to. And so it was an argument, something against like, oh, God, it was something within the porn industry we were doing and about guys fapping to porn. And I was just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't need to put on a porn to, you know, get off. And then it kind of went on from there. So the context is I don't do the whole like candles and porn thing, but I was upset because it made it sound like that I was saying I do that.
And the reason that the don't was cut off, that was actually lost due to the Skype delay. The version you heard is the version that was on my recording. So you saying don't was actually not recorded due to a Skype bloop.
Right. And I was like, you can't put that in there because it makes it sound like I'm saying I do that. And that's extreme. Like who actually does that? Lights candles and puts on porn and is just like,
it's so romantical.
It's so romantical with your hand.
All right, now battery operated boyfriend.
So in this next one, Jillian doesn't know the difference between viewers and listeners. And let's just say she's mentioned her double D's before. She would be able to kiss them.
Hey, at least I pronounced it correctly. Better to use the wrong terminology than to not be able to pronounce that damn word.
Two tickets for Shenanigans, please.
Do you have tickets to the God Show? Mwah.
Mwah. Oh, my God. Did you just kiss your boobs or your biceps?
I'll let the viewer imagine.
Listener?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that I don't even know what that was in context to. I think I was just talking about our shenanigans because we went off on a tangent. And then you said two tickets to Shenanigans, and that's where it just kind of, whenever you're talking facetiously about something, I need tickets to, how can you not do tickets to the gun show?
All right, and this next one is one that you were, I think this is what still when you were shooting the snob movie, so you were unavailable this week. I try and open the episode normally, and I just shit all over myself. It's another thought-provoking, I totally fucked that up because that's not where I wanted to go with that, so let me redo that.
Thought provoked? No, it's not.
Well, no, I was going somewhere with that. You just gotta give me a second. No, our show it's not thought provoking, is it?
It's thought provoking. If people never thought about something before, it's like, huh, I never thought of it that way. It provokes our thoughts and makes us angry, and that's why we yell about it.
Well, that night, that was one of those nights where my mouth was working faster than my brain was, so it just. Brain needs food for smart making. I did not have food yet, apparently.
Do not steal my shtick. You have never said that before. That's what I say. Me taking isms, which I took from Futurama, but still. I said.
So for our next one.
You can find me on... I had a brain fart. Sorry, let me do that over. I almost like just completely conjoined the Cinema Snob Facebook and Twitter. Like this. Pretty self-explanatory. I got tongue-tied. It's like one of those things when you're listing something and your mind says what you're going to list first, but your mouth is trying to list the second thing and you get all discombobulated. That's kind of what happened there. It was like Fistinessnob Twitter. Fatwisnob.
Yes, absolutely.
I should say that for now on. You can find me at Fatwisnob. Figure it out.
Maybe that'll catch on. You don't know. All right, now the next one is another you.
Innuendo.
Yeah. There,
we have so many innuendos cut out. I'm a saucy bitch.
There is a huge innuendo in this. Just take a listen.
You've put me in an awkward position, Josh.
Is it the kind of position you can make videos with?
I can make videos in any position.
You do realize that I'm recording, right?
I think that was one of those where I was trying not to laugh, and it wasn't even supposed to be in the show. I think it was something that you said or just a situation to where I wasn't sure how to respond. And I think that's where the awkward position started versus it being entirely part of an innuendo. It just turned into that way.
And I think the best part of that one is your finale at the end where you're sort of resigned to the fact, like, you know, I'm still recording, right? Yes. Because you knew I was going to save it at that point.
It's just kind of automatic when we get going. Like, there's times where we record for, God, I don't know how long, and we try and figure out how long the show actually went on. And it's hard because we just go off on tangents and joke around, and then, you know, we get our business faces back on and be like, all right, let's do this again. So it's a lot of fun that you guys don't get to see.
Jillian makes these jokes.
Just play it. Okay. Just play it. And we'll talk.
Are you saying I went down there? That I was going down?
You brought me down on my knee. I think somebody slipped a little nip in my Monster Energy drink.
With you, it's not a little nip.
This is what happens when I don't get human contact for 3 days. I go to Walgreens to buy something just so the cashier talks to me.
So, again, sexual innuendo all over the place.
I don't know. Well, I get so used to it because on the mental cast, we just go crazy. And I don't really do that's what she said. I'll pop one off there every once in a while. See what I did there? I act my shoe size, I guess. I just take joy when things kind of go that way. You and I joke like that all the time, so it's hard not to do that when we're recording.
Yeah, I know. When Jillian and I are talking on the phone, we do that kind of stuff all the time. So sometimes, and I know I have a problem with this, I'm assuming you do too, Jillian. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate work Jillian and work Josh from phone Josh and phone Jillian, isn't it?
And Jillian that's all hopped up on energy drink.
That's a totally different Jillian.
A lot of these innuendos, too, back when we were doing the Adam and Eve promos, because there would just be something like saucy intros, and then, you know, you go into your subject matter and somebody says something and it just sparks an innuendo that we had just talked about prior, whether it made it into the show or not. So a lot of those came from, you know, doing the sexy promos for sex toys.
And now this next one needs no introduction, needs no follow-up.
Oh, God, my mouth is so pregnant, you guys.
I mean, I don't even remember what the context was. I'm assuming you had ice cream or something, but...
No. If I remember, that was a situation. It was one of those subjects where, like, is it sex? If it's, like, what is sex? If it's oral or something? I don't know. There's so many times, like...
If I remember the context of that, it was... We were trying to define one of those... What constitutes sexual contact within the context of one of the stories we were covering? And Jillian, just her energy drink took control of her brain for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it was necessarily that. There could be 101 different things that's in context to, but it might have been on one of the porn things, like the spit or swallow, and then I kind of went off of that if it was a behind-the-scenes joke. I don't know. You picked these clips. You should know the context.
So we've talked about before through all these clips, somehow your brain just gets frozen sometimes. Well, in this next one, just listen.
Are you recording?
I am now recording, so.
Oh, fuck, brain freeze.
So as soon as I hit record, your brain freeze?
No,
really?
No, I'm drinking an MC Cafe Frappe, and I did like a quick chug because I can't like chew ice while we're recording.
Right.
And I just like took a big old sip after I asked if you're recording, and I didn't think it would do anything because it was one sip.
And see, that's
I hurt so bad. I remember that. And my intention was, whether you were saying yes or no, I was going to get one more big gulp because I couldn't be drinking it while we were doing the show. And I did not expect to get a brain freeze. So it just, the timing turned out to be, are you recording? Yes. Oh my God.
People say that, oh, my brain froze. In this case, your brain literally froze right then, didn't it? And now next we've got another episode that Jillian wasn't on. If I recall the context for this, Charlie and I were talking about that new law in you know, that's basically drunk driving laws, but for pot smokers in the states where pot is legal. And, well, this happened. Again, not being a pot smoker, I don't know how large or little this is, but the legal... Hey, nobody asked you. Be quiet. But the legal limit...
It's like your dog was trying to answer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so my dog knows about smoking pot? Seriously? I mean, it honestly, it was a random bark, but it just happened at just the perfect moment that I didn't even think about it. I just kind of like, nobody asked you. It just was the first thing that came into my head.
It's kind of like when you do something to that effect where someone's in the background and they say, well, nobody asked you. You be quiet.
This next one, pretty self-explanatory too.
I'm going to buy you a thesaurus for your birthday.
You can't buy me a dinosaur.
Wow.
What?
Now, in case you didn't catch the first word there, because I know I spoke really fast, the word was thesaurus. And that episode, Josh was, I don't remember what word it was, but you were using the same adjective so many times in like your rant. And so that's why I was like, I'm going to buy you a thesaurus, because you just, it was such a small frame of time that you were using the exact same word.
And you were right to call me out.
Flow right.
And you were right to call me out on that.
Flow right.
I thought it was funny to make a dinosaur joke. And I think your reaction of just utter shock was the funniest part. Like, I can't believe you just did that. Yeah.
It was so unexpected because it was just a one thing. You're like, going to win a dinosaur. That's our Josh.
This next one is from last week, actually, where we were talking about the woman that injected cooking oil into her face. And because we could only see her name in print, Jillian and I were having a slight disagreement on how to pronounce her name.
Well, and I was just going phonetically off of all the anime that I watched. And the way you were pronouncing it, I was pretty sure was incorrect. And I can't remember what you said, but it was such a English pronunciation that I was like, that can't be right. So here was the discussion that followed. Hi, I'm Josh. I don't know how to pronounce any Japanese or Korean names, and I've never seen any anime to where I know how names go, but I'm going to go ahead and say it's this way because she's not Japanese, but it's probably more accurate the way Jillian says it. Okay, I do want to say that was Josh burping at the end, not me. And I was just like, nice. We had that argument, and you were saying, well, she's not Japanese, she's Korean. And then that's when I went on that little rant making fun of you, because even if I was mispronouncing it and giving it more of a Japanese phonetically, I wish I could remember how you said it was, but it was just, it would have been wrong either way. It was so, so bad.
Yeah, and I stand behind your decision to call me out on that, because I probably was butchering her name.
Well, like, you were doing the English phonetic pronunciation instead of, yeah. But, I mean, I'm not saying I was absolutely right, but I loved that your argument was, she's not Japanese, she's Korean, which didn't make your pronunciation any closer.
No, it didn't. The next one, same episode, my cat, okay, I have two cats, Ripley and Newt, ha ha ha. And Newt was dicking around on a table behind me, and, well, this is what happened. I'm on the side.
It doesn't happen.
My cat just knocked something over. Sorry about that. I kind of yelled at her. Jillian and I went on, and we got the take that you end up hearing. I just thought, you know, Newt destroyed the take, and she did throw my train of thought off. Damn cat.
So it's a cat blooper. Yeah, like, uses like Josh's animal bloopers here. The dog and the
There's
cat.
Only two. Now, this next one, I don't even want to set up. Let's just go into this. Done coughing?
Coffin.
You didn't coffin? You and your New York?
I need a coffee because my car is double
parked. I love your New York accent. It's so sexy.
Don't you call me sexy. You don't know me. You can't call me sexy. Don't talk to me like that. My boyfriend's big and he's got lots of muscles and he will kick your ass. You don't fucking know me.
I'm totally saving all this.
You're recording?
Yes.
I wasn't even trying. That's going to come off like I do horrible at accents because I wasn't really trying. I don't even think that's really New York. It's more like Jersey, York. But yeah, I didn't know you were recording yet because it's one of those before we record and get going. It's are you ready? Blah, blah, blah. And I had a coughing fit or something. And that's why you're like, are you done coughing? Are you done coughing? And you had that little twang on there that it just kind of threaded out into that. And I didn't know you were recording, which I'm actually embarrassed that it's on here because I wasn't trying. I'm just like, it sounds half-assed.
It came off really, really well, though. Even if okay, for not trying, you did a good job.
You
went all Marissa Tomei on us. And now this next one is technically...
Her last one.
This last one is technically not a what the fuck blooper. It was during the recording of a what the fuck, but it's actually about live nude geeks. So take a listen, and then I'll try and explain a little bit more what you're about to hear. I'm thinking for Black History Month, Snark Attack.
Yeah.
Birth of a Nation.
Oh my god!
Because we're doing Blaxploitation Month, and I found two, but I want to do three movies that month.
Is this a bad idea or a good idea, Charlie?
You know what? I can't tell right away.
You basically had the same reaction Jowski did when I told him.
Yeah.
I still have that reaction. I'm still mulling it over an hour later.
Because I just came up with it. I'm like, holy shit, is Birth of a Nation public domain? It is! So, what basically happened... Live Nude Geeks, for those that don't know, is the show that Alex Jowski, Charlie McMullen, and Mr. X and I do on Mondays on Geek Juice Media, where we live riff a public domain movie. And we were doing Black History Month for February. And I got the bright idea that Birth of a Nation might be good for Black History Month. And you heard Charlie's reaction. That was the same reaction Brad had when I told him. That was the same reaction Jillian had when I told her. Nobody seemed to think that was as funny as I did.
It's a very, very racist movie of its time.
Which is why I thought would be funny. Hope you guys enjoyed that little look behind the curtain. Bloopers are always contextual, so maybe we think they're funnier because we were there. So I hope you guys enjoyed the bloopers. I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, hearing about how the show came about and some of the stuff that you might not have known earlier. Trust me, next week we'll get back to shit that's pissing us off and making us all mad. That's fine. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. I enjoy having Jillian as my co-host. I enjoy doing this show. I enjoy exposing this crap.
Yeah, and I mean, you're probably thinking now, it's like, oh, they're so unprofessional because now you get to hear the shenanigans behind and... Maybe in future episodes, you're going to be wondering what shenanigans that you don't get to hear. But I guess you'll have to wait for the hopefully 200th episode for more bloopers.
Maybe I'll do it as 150. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being my co-host. I think the audience appreciates it. And I hope you feel the same. I hope you enjoy doing this show as much as I enjoy having you on it.
I do. I'm really glad you asked me to be on. As many reservations as I had in the beginning, and I didn't think that I would do well, it's been a crazy ride. And so I'm very happy to be a part of the show. And as we mentioned earlier, I do feel bad when I have to miss certain episodes. And it's a blasty. I'll keep doing it as long as you guys keep listening and as long as I don't piss Josh off to the point where he goes, "You're fired!" He threatens me all the time, you guys. Like, he didn't put any of the mean bloopers in there where he just, like, fucking cusses me out. It's a very uncomfortable working environment. I just...
Oh, great. Now people are going to start thinking that that's real. Great. Thanks.
Love you.
Let's hope you can do it without brain farting. Where can people find Jillian?
You can find me. See, now that you said that, I'm all, like, trying not to mess up. No, for serious. Facebook, obviously, I'm sure you guys know this, unless this is your... first episode listening, to which you probably have no clue what the hell we're talking about. So, Twitter, The Mistress J. I'm occasionally on thecinemasnob.com, and I appear here and there on geekjuicemedia.com.
You can find me at the same geekjuicemedia.com, my website, 1201beyond.com, and contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Have a good night, guys. It's been a great 100 episodes.
Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.